This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za, and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Andrew Van Vuren is joined by guest speaker Rhema Joy, who is an associate minister for Jesus Faith Christian Fellowship in the Philippines. The topic of discussion is sowing and reaping. Join them as they share insight, revelation, and testimonies of this glorious principle. This is part one of the Sowing and Reaping broadcast.
We have to, like, lately we have been changing the way we see, like, giving. Because before it used to be like that, like, oh God, when I sow, I need a hundredfold return and all that stuff. But that's kind of like, I also need some knowledge from God in that area. Because, like, I don't want to give out of trying to get something in return. Mm-hmm. I don't want my agenda to be that way. Like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. For instance, like a farmer sows intentionally to get back. And, you know, Jesus said that the sower sows the word. And I do think, look, we're not fooling God here. You know, he knows that we have needs. He knows this. And he's also the one that set up the whole sowing and reaping principle. And I do believe that there are times where the Lord will lead a person to give, and when a person does give, and when the Lord leads you to give, you're not giving to get back. You're giving because, Dad said we got to give now, and I'm willing to give. Right. Like that lady that I got blessed with money, and I wasn't looking for it, but I got blessed with it. And I went before the Lord, and I just knew I had to sow the money. I just knew it. I knew it. I knew it. And I went before the Lord, and there was two overseas ministries that came to mind, my mind. I thought of them, and I'm like, Lord, which one of these must I sow this money to? But then I thought of my local church, and I said, Lord, if you tell me to sow this money to the local church, I'll do it. And then the Lord flashed this lady's face across my mind, and I didn't even think of her. And I said, oh, wow, okay, yeah, I didn't even think of this lady. And then I prayed to the Lord, and I said, Lord, if this is you, please confirm it. And he confirmed it that evening. And that weekend, I went to go see her, and I sowed the money. And I did it purely because the Lord had told me to do it. And then shortly after that, God led someone to pay my debts. I had five different creditors back then. And this person was led by God to pay my bills for a full year, which really helped me out, because at that time I was going for my healing. And now, you know, this financial strain was on me as well, so which slows a person down. And that was a massive relief. It really was.
So maybe it's just basically like obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit, because like most of the time God would do that with me also. Like, he would flash actually the amount that what I should give, how much I should give, to whom I should give. So yeah, maybe it's good to just trust God and be led by the Holy Spirit.
I do believe that the Lord does lead a person a lot, but I do believe there are times we can initiate it. For instance, like when it comes to divine when it comes to divine healing, there are times where God will initiate it all on his own. And you can see that in the Gospels, you know, where Jesus just walked up to people that they weren't in his services, and Jesus just healed them because God initiated it. But then there were times where Jesus would say, it is according to your faith. And I do believe that there are times where God will lead you, but there's also times where, like, we can actually, we can initiate it.
And actually, those times wherein we initiate stuff, like, Jesus would marvel at their faith.
Yes.
Woman that her child, I think, was demon-possessed, but then she's not a Jew. So, like, Jesus said healing is just for the, healing is just the children's bread.
Yes.
Like, it's just meant for Jews, because at that time, like, there's this big difference between Gentiles and Jews. Like, maybe Jesus is testing her or something, or like, because she came in pretending to be a Jew, and she was like, oh, Jesus, son of David, but then she was not a Jew, so he said, oh, it's for just Israelites. And then the lady was persistent and said, you know, even if you call us we are puppies, still puppies can eat from the master's table. And then Jesus said, oh, great is your faith, woman.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Like,
something else that I'm thinking about right now, you know, there's a lot of ministries that I've been just feeding off for many years, you know, and these ministries, they teach like Holy Ghost stuff, you know, and everything they talk about is from the Word. And, you know, I believe that a person should always be generous toward ministries, because you're growing.
True.
And I believe that you can, obviously the best thing to do is to go before the Lord and say, Lord, I do need a financial harvest, and I do want to sow seed, and but you lead me. But I also believe that a person should be generous towards certain ministries. But what I wanted to say is this, that I believe that the same approach a person takes concerning believing for healing, you must use that same approach when harvesting, because, you know, a person can speak to any farmer, and there is a thing called harvesting season. And these farmers, they actually hire harvesting crews, okay? So these crews come specifically to harvest, and they work their behind off. Man, they're in the fields all the time, working. And, you know, a person, I believe that when it comes to harvesting a financial amount, you got to be in the spiritual fields. And it's not going to take, in some cases, it does take quick, you know, but I was just thinking, when I believe God for my healing, it took me 2.5 years. But, you know, someone might say, oh, wow, why is it so long? Because I didn't know anything. You know, God had to teach me everything stage by stage by stage. I had to learn about revelation. I had to learn about putting that word in my heart. I had to learn about confession. I had to learn about praise. I had to learn about works. God even gave me a special word to speak in that time. So in a space of 2.5 years, I learned so much about the word. And when I put it all together, I was able to, you know, if I can say, reap my healing. And I believe that a person should go into receiving from the Lord with that same attitude that, you know what, I'm going to stick with harvesting until it happens. And if nothing had to happen within the first month, I'm going to carry on. If nothing happens in the second month, I'm going to carry on. But you've got to have that mindset that you are going to stick with it, because this is what I believe. Holding fast to the confession of your faith and fighting the good fight of faith, this is something Christians don't want to hear. They don't want to hear it. You know, they want to hear that it's going to happen in 3 days' time. And, you know, when it comes to spiritual things, Christians, they don't want to stick with it. But in the world, they can invest in some policy for years and years and years and years without seeing anything. Exactly. They can study for years and years and years and years. They can intern for years and years and years. They don't mind building a business up over a period of a lifetime. But when it comes to heavenly things, you know, they want like quick results. And they lose out long term, because, you know, if I had to give up concerning believing God for my healing, I don't know what would have happened to me, because Satan was putting so much pressure on me. And there's more to that, which I'm not going to share, but I was under severe pressure. And if I had to give up, I don't know what would have happened to me. But, you know, I carried on and I carried on and I carried on and I carried on. And I just did not stop. And I just believe that Christians need to develop that attitude that, you know, if I can stick to the same job for like 50 years or whatever, I need to have that same attitude when it comes to harvesting, because there will be a day when that harvest comes in. I'm thinking of the late Jerry Savelle. He took, for this one particular jet, it took him 20 years to harvest, but he got it. He got it. And I just think that the harvest is guaranteed, but you got to stick with it.
Stay in there.
Yes.
Exactly. And according to the Bible, through faith and patience,
yes,
we receive the promise. And just like what we've read in Romans, wherein Abraham believed God and stuck with him, even if it took years. So yeah, it has to, like, faith should be coupled with patience, and like, do not waver. We have to fight the good fight of faith and stand our ground. And even like when you were saying, like, some people can stick with a job for years and years. And I was thinking, like, I think being in faith and staying in faith is really what we're supposed to do, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith.
Exactly.
So it's not just like temporary, I'm in faith right now, and then like when doubt comes, like maybe this doesn't work, and then I'll stop having faith. Like being in faith is who we are.
That's
who we are.
Yes.
We are faith people. Like, that's what we're made to do. We're made to believe, because we are the justified, we are the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God, keep on believing. The just shall live. That's how we live. That's our lifestyle. Faith is our lifestyle. And on that note, I think there was one day, actually, I was releasing the harvest of my finances because I know I have plenty of seeds in the ground. Like, I've sown a lot over the years. And, yeah, I was releasing it. I was declaring it. And maybe part of it, right, is, like, confessing.
Yes.
And declaring.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe
yes.
Part of receiving, like, to put myself into in receiving mode regarding the things that I've sown before. So, yeah, and I know that there's nothing wrong on the side of heaven.
Mm.
You know, heaven is always open, and heaven, like the Bible says, God opens the floodgates of heaven to pour out the blessing. So it's really, really ready. So it's just about me placing myself in a position to receive and staying in faith to receive that harvest. So yeah, that's good.
And
good word, good word.
I want to just share this. This is Galatians chapter 6, and I want to read from verse 6 to 7. This is from the King James, and it says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." Verse 7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." But now in verse 6, that word communicate, if you do research on it, remember the New Testament is written in Greek, and this word communicate means to give. So let's read it exactly like that. It says, "Let him that is taught in the word give unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now, that testimony that I shared about, you know, the Lord coming to my aid and paying my bills for one full year, I was ministering to this lady. I was ministering, and I don't remember what I was ministering about, but it definitely was not money. And this lady was, she was hungry for the word, and she responded. The Lord obviously spoke to her. I wasn't asking for money. I wasn't begging for money. I was just sharing the gospel. And she got up and she walked over to me and she put this money in my hands. And I was so confused. And I was like, what is this for? And she says, no, this is for you. So, you know, this helps when people want to sow financial seed, because you need to look after the people that's looking after you spiritually.
Do not muscle the ox when it's treading the corn.
No. No.
Like those who, what was that? Those who preach the gospel shall live by the gospel.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's good to really bless the people who minister the word, because actually the primary seed in the kingdom is the word. So if I partner or I communicate or I sow into the life of someone who is preaching the word, it's as if I'm backing up that person's ministry.
Yes,
and that ministry,
yes, yes, yes.
And sowing the seed of the word of God to people. So
you can see where society is. And sadly, I'm actually talking about the body of Christ in this respect. You know, they... I don't know how it is in the Philippines. I don't know, but I can speak about South Africa, you know, been living here literally my whole life so far. They don't really want to support the gospel, but they got no problem supporting Hollywood. They got no problem supporting all these wicked record labels. They got no problems with that. They got no problems, you know, paying to go see these wicked movies. And when I say wicked, I'm talking about non-Christian, you know, and the way Hollywood is now. Every movie is filled with swearing, and it's all this profanity, and they don't mind. They don't mind supporting them. You know, yes, someone that's sharing
that's
life, you know, the bread of life, they don't want that. They don't want to support that. But they don't mind going out there and supporting the world. They'll gladly do it. And it's sad. It really is sad.
Actually, it shows where what a person's priority is. Like my dad would tell us, like, where your money goes to, majorly, that's your priority. It's easy to know where someone's heart lies. And, like, it's easy to know where, what this person really loves.
Yes.
Like, just check on where the finances go. That's the answer. Like, if your finances go majorly to the work of the gospel, to other ministries, then your heart is in the ministry.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with getting good things for yourself, but if you sow majorly to yourself, like sow to corruptible things, not necessarily bad things, but things that have no value, then that shows what your priority is. Like somebody majorly buys cosmetics, that means the person's priority is beauty, outward beauty, and stuff like that. Somebody buys food majorly, money goes there, then that means the priority is feeding the physical body. And if someone sets aside always money, resources for the word, that means the heart of this person is right, because this person is like supportive towards the gospel. Like there's this like my digital something something wallet, like monthly I give out to like a certain ministry, and then like this portion is not little for me, because like I could have used it for myself and all that stuff, but then every time I would think of stopping it, or like I would always think of, because like I'm highly benefiting from this ministry, and then like there are people who are also attached to my account, because like once I'm a partner in this ministry, like I can have free teaching resources that people can access unless you are a partner. So I have me, my brother, and my sister-in-law, and my other friend Sai. They are all attached to my account. So I was thinking, like, should I stop this? But then I don't want to, because I'm sowing into the lives of these people, and they are accessing my accounts all the time. So I was, so I told God, you know what, God, you are the source. Like you provide for my seed to this ministry. I don't want this to be like a heavy burden on me.
Yes,
so I told God,
God,
you supply for this. Like, because the Bible says God gives seed to the sower and bread for food to whoever would eat, and also the harvest. So he gives seed, he gives bread, and he gives the harvest. He's the Lord of the harvest. And he is the one who increases the seed that we sow. So it's all on God. Even the harvest is on God. Our seed, our bread, and harvest all comes from God. So I told God, instead of worrying about it, because like I wanted to cut it, but then like I don't want to, because I'm so benefiting from it and people are relying on it. So I just told God, God, you handle the burden. I don't want to think about it. So yeah, that's, and I'm thinking of like, I also sometimes like when I watch Pastor Creflo, I would, like God would tell me, like, well, I don't know if it's God, but I know if it's good, then you are led to do it. Like, if I'm blessed by the message, like, and my account can be tied up to my PayPal, like, I just don't mind giving. Because I think if somebody's heart, when it comes to giving, if God is able to entrust you with finances, like whenever God say, okay, give this, give that, give this, give that, and you won't question it, like if God can entrust you with little things such as money, because money is like the least in the kingdom, like
yes, absolutely,
physical treasures, like if God can entrust you with that, if you can hear God's voice and you obey right away with the material things, how much more with revelations? How much more with like real treasure? Like if your heart is right towards finances, I believe the other things would follow. Like your heart would be easily pliable for God to direct. But if somebody, because like I think the heart is always attached to the hand, because the Bible says, for God so loved that he gave. You cannot say that you love without giving.
That's good.
So, like everybody can claim, I love you, but without showing it. Like, Jesus, I believe Jesus I don't even know if Jesus said those phrases, I love you, but he did show it. Mm. He really showed it. Or maybe he did, because he said, Father, you love them as much as you love me. So that one. But he
and I'm thinking of John 13, 34.
Like, it's not something that you would read every now and then in the scriptures, and then Jesus would say, he faced Philip and said, I love you. He faced the, no, but then you would show that he really did love us with what he did when he gave it all. So that's the, and that's where God tested Abraham's faith, actually, the love of Abraham. When Abraham was able to like, willingly, he was about to willingly sacrifice his son. So love can be seen in, like, in the hands, in what your hands can give. So yeah, I don't know. I believe after everything I would say, I don't know. So I believe giving is part of worship. Giving is part of, like, it has something to do with the heart. It's always attached with the heart.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.